wish I knew names to that. I wish I knew words to that. It has a wonderful name. It's called Flop-Eared Mule. Now here comes Cripple Creek.
Expected to sing words during that. It was going to be strictly an instrumental, but I'm glad I did anyway. You know, there's a great battle going on among folklorists today. Now, these are the people who make a study of folk song and folklore. For many, many years, they didn't have anything to do but just study this folklore. No one else ever heard of their material, and no one else cared about it. In the past 15 or 20 years, though, there's been a great increase in interest in folk music, and many people have started singing it, and some have become professionals, some good, some bad, you know. But this has started a great debate going among the scholarly folklore circles, and the debate is this: how authentic should you be, or how authentic shouldn't you be, and why? I mean, there are good arguments on both sides. If you're presenting folk music to an audience, you want to present that which is true folk music. The audience comes to hear folk songs. On the other hand, you don't want to be a mirror image of the way you heard it, because you probably heard it from another folk singer who, I mean, getting back to the original source, where it came from the hills, let's say, is pretty hard. And so there's this big battle. That's one thing. Now, another thing is that there are people involved in folk music who are, some of them are very, very fine musicians. Now, I have in mind one young man by the name of Frank Hamilton, who, in my estimation, is a musical genius, my opinion. And he took a song called Dark as a Dungeon, which is a very nice song. I'm sure many of you have heard it. And he put a new set of chords to it. They weren't completely different than the old chords. This would, a puristic folklorist would rise up aghast at this. But I'm going to play it for you and let you be the judge. It's a wonderful piece of music. Dark as a Dungeon. This capo sometimes confuses me. I should have been one fret higher.